Good morning. For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin in Salt Lake City. As the school year comes to an end, we wanted to check back with some East High students who took part in a public art exhibit. The We Are One Inside Out project was initiated by East High sophomores taking part in a new college prep course in partnership with the Utah Humanities Council. 100 black and white photos were plastered on the exterior wall of the school, selected to reflect the current demographics of the student body. The project was intended to spark conversation about Utah's growing cultural diversity, but in late April this year, it was vandalized. The photos have since been replaced, and the students have resolved to continue the spirit of the project despite setbacks. We spoke with a few of them on their last day of classes.
Okay, so I'm Maria Ahumada, and I'm a sophomore at East High School.
My name is Yeri Perez.
My name is Regina Dickery.
My name's Anna Jenny Fernandez.
100 years ago, East was all Caucasians. Now the minorities are growing within the school. And that's kind of like what's happening with Salt Lake City.
Some of us came from like the West Side. We were not used to like with, let's just say, Caucasians at school.
Races have been separated throughout the lunchrooms.
We came from different backgrounds. We're used to different things. And we didn't grow up with each other. So it's not that we don't want to. It's just it's a little bit harder and more challenging to unite with people that we were not used to.
When I was first presented with the We Are One project, I was a little bit hesitant because it's something new.
When we start talking about this project in class, we felt like it would be really hard.
I was a little worried that our peers were going to laugh at us and like, oh, what are they doing? I just kind of had a feeling they weren't going to support us and kind of be negative about it.
The day we were putting down, we felt really proud. We were so happy about the pictures.
We just really wanted to bring like all the cliques at East together and have everyone be one.
Well, like the pieces outside, it's from different backgrounds, different cultures. I guess that has an impact because it just shows that there's more people inside the school that are different.
The impact I have seen in this school was like everyone started calling We Are One now.
Like in class, sometimes I hear them say We Are One. They're kind of laughing about it, but they're actually happy. So it's like a funny slash, oh, it's awesome kind of thing.
I definitely have seen more like openness, but definitely there's still cliques. Obviously, it's not going to change overnight. Seeing it up for so long and then like out of nowhere, all this hate towards it, it was really shocking.
It was really vandalized. Like the bottom row was like really vandalized.
They didn't just have like swastikas. They had like the wolf's angel hook, and it was more racism.
Obviously, they didn't do that out of boredom. They targeted us, and they're just like being racist.
Even though if it's like a negative reaction that we've gotten, at least we're doing something right.
I think most importantly, to not be afraid to like try and make a statement, even though like you'll get some ups and downs.
I'm very happy that we got a negative comment or reaction, because that gives us assurance that it's really being heard.
Those were sophomores from the East High School Clemente course in the humanities speaking about the We Are One Inside Out project. Project leaders say they'll keep the photos up as long as they last, but it's not meant to be a permanent exhibit. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.